Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rich Horwath is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Rich has been with us before. He's president of Strategic Thinking Institute. He's the author of Deep Dive, the proven method for building strategy, focusing your resources, and taking smart action. He's our friend, Rich. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. I want you to talk to us about some of the things you've been working on lately with strategic thinking. But first, I want you to comment on my thoughts about the marketplace. I think, and I've been saying this now for over a year. I've been saying that from 2009 back was one era. 2009 was a buffer year between that era and where we, I think we are now in 2010 forward. I think we're entering a new era. We've lost some institutions. We've had some institutions taken over by the government. We are entering an age when the customer has more control than ever before. I'm calling it the age of the customer. And the opportunities and the challenges that small business owners have in front of them right now, both look a good bit different than from what they did only even maybe a year and a half to 2 years ago. And I want to ask you if you agree with my assessment, and regardless, I want you to tell us how we deal with all that.
Well, first of all, I love the description of the age of the customer, because I think that describes exactly where we're at. And to your point, I think one of the reasons that we got into the financial problems and situation that we've seen over the last couple of years is because a lot of institutions and organizations have lost sight of the customer and the real customer, not my bank account, as some of the folks on Wall Street would call their customer, but the real customer, the people out there in middle America working hard every day, earning a living. Are we really serving them and the values that they have and are looking for today? And I think to your point, Jim, it is a new era. I mean, you know, as of 2009, you know, there's been a lot of fallout from the recession and so forth, and customers have fundamentally changed their thinking. And to your point, if we don't, as business people, immerse ourselves in the fact that this is a new era and that the customer is really the focal point of what we need to be doing to drive value, then we're going to be continually missing out on opportunities to grow our business.
Mm-hmm. The elements that have caused me, the things that have happened that have caused me to call this the age of the customers are threefold. Number one, and that's the buying decision. Well, Rich, they've always had the buying decision. They've always been able to say, I will or I won't buy from you. That's number
right.
One. Number two is the information. When I was a young pup salesman decades ago, I was my customer's internet. I bought them the information that they didn't have, that they needed to make decisions about products and services. So that was me. They didn't have that. I control that. Number three, but today they have all that. They have the internet. When you ask anybody, how many times have you bought something lately, and you went to the business and you knew more about the product than the salesperson did? That's number two. The third thing is something that we didn't used to have, or at least on very limited basis, and that is other experience. What other people are experiencing with your company and your product. Today we have all that, what's called user-generated content. We have all those evaluations on your company, on people talking about their experience with you. The customer doesn't need any more information. They just need to access it, and that puts them 100% in control, Rich.
Absolutely, and you know, I think especially in the world of small business, you know, we have the opportunity to be very close to the customer. You know, if you're the CEO of a GE or an IBM, it's difficult to stay really in tune with the customer. But, you know, as small business owners, you know, there's no excuse for us to be missing, as you call, you know, this age of the customer and you know, these points as far as information, being able to access that information. As small business owners, we have the opportunity to do that because our organizations aren't too large where we're removed too far from the customer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, finding innovative and new ways to provide that access, to provide new information, and to continually influence the buying decision are great opportunities. And to your point, a lot of times it's really just the awareness on our part that those things exist and that we need to influence or to at least drive what the direction they're going. You know, when you say that, it reminds me of a quote from Ben Franklin going way back. And his quote was, and I loved it because it was simple. It was simply, "Drive thy business, let it not drive thee." And to your point, if we're not really staying on top of the customer and those portals of information and access that they're looking for, then the business is going to drive us and potentially drive us in a place that we don't want to be.
And that's the difference between thinking about your business and doing strategic thinking. And that's what I want you to talk to us about. How do we implement strategic thinking in this new era?
Yeah, you know, great point. And, you know, one of the things, Jim, I've talked to a lot of small business folks in the last time since we were together last. And one of the main things that keeps coming up is, how do we do strategic planning more effectively? And the reality is, in small business, and so what we're seeing statistic-wise is that roughly 60% of small businesses don't even have a written strategic plan right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of room for opportunity to drive our business by having a playbook. And you know, Jim, we've got the NFL playoffs and football going
right
these days. You know, could you imagine a pro or college football team without a playbook?
Mm-hmm.
It would be beyond imagination today. But the reality is there's a lot of people in small business and even mid-sized to large businesses that don't have a written strategic plan, meaning they don't have a playbook for their business. What are the plays you're going to call on Monday morning for your company or for your business? If we don't have a written strategic plan, I think that's probably one of the big things that, especially in the beginning of a year,
right,
small business owners really have to set aside some time and create that playbook.
There's nothing in across the landscape of small business that we've talked about more on this show than business planning. And if you've listened to my show very long, you know what I'm talking about. Quick break. Rich Horwath is our guest. The book is called Deep Dive. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ain't that what you said? Are you reeling in the years? Storing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog and all the other things there, including the knowledge base, including the articles, including the archives, including the brain trust. Lots of stuff. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes? We got something inside of that time frame that will help you. Rich Horwath. Also, if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame if you want to follow me there. Rich Horwath is our guest, folks. He's the author of the book Deep Dive. Rich, tell us how we can find it.
Jim can find it anywhere books are sold. You can also jump online for Amazon.com.
All right, let's talk about we've established the new age. We've established the fact that you got to do some strategic thinking. What is it when you say strategic thinking, Rich, in your book, when you talk about strategic thinking, tell us how that's probably not the same thing as the average small business owner thinking about their business. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Jim, one of the things I've seen is when we talk about strategic thinking, really what we're talking about is our ability to generate new insights or new approaches or new projects or new initiatives for the business. One of the reasons a lot of businesses are getting stuck is because they're doing the same things in the same ways year after year after year, and they expect miraculous new growth. You know, I liken it to a farmer expecting new crops to grow without first planting seeds. You know,
right.
That would be ridiculous. But
right.
In business, we're doing the same tactics, the same things day after day, year after year, and we don't have any new ideas or new approaches coming into the business. And so strategic thinking is really our ability to sit down either individually or with groups of folks we work with and come up with new ideas, new insights based on what we know about the customer, the competition, and the marketplace.
What we see in front of us, not what we wish we had. Right?
Yeah, that's a great line, because, again, we tend to get into our mental ruts. And we say, well, the customer's always done this, or the customer's
yeah.
always wanted X.
Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Exactly. And that goes to your point earlier. You know, we're in a new era. And so there needs to be new thinking in the new era. I mean, one of the simple premises in business is that new growth comes from new thinking. And to your point, we're in a new era, so there needs to be new thinking about our business. And so strategic thinking is really a way for us to dialogue about new ways to grow the business in a methodical and productive way.
Well, the for all of the last decade, I did as much as I could to get people to get my audience's head out of the 20th century.
Yep.
I used to say that you know, 99% of everybody listening to me who's in business were products of the education system and the marketplace of the 20th century.
Right.
And 96% of all the stuff that we learned in that century is now obsolete.
And
so
point.
I was trying to get their heads out of the 20th century into the 21st century. Now, folks, and I'm sorry to say this because it's more work, we got to get our heads out of the first decade of the 21st century into the second decade of the 21st century.
And to your point,
and that's I think what you're saying is strategic thinking.
Absolutely. You know, it's challenging the assumptions that we grew up in business on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what, you know, you've hit on the head, is that, you know, the fundamental aspects of a business are changing. And if we overlook that, and to your point a moment ago, if we're hoping things are the same or we're hoping things will get better, that's not going to do it. We need to sit down and have a methodical, rich conversation with our top people in our company and say, what's fundamentally changed about the business and how are we proactively going to address those things?
And you know, to some people, they're probably saying, well, that sounds confusing. How do I know when I'm there? How do I know if I find that? Well, folks, we're going to give you a little hint here. If this is really the simplest part of it all, you got to ask your customers, because they have all the answers right now. They really have. The future of your business is going to depend upon what your customers want, not so much what they need, but what they want, and your ability to deliver that.
Yeah, at the end of the day, all business is built on the customer. And, you know, one of the things, Jim, I think that gets overlooked a lot is, you know, we need to have conversations with the customer. One of the things I've seen the great companies do, companies like Apple or Google, is what they've done is they've actually gone in to sit with customers, not necessarily always to talk, but to watch them do their work.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a lot of great insights and a lot of new thinking comes from, is actually observing the customer in their normal day-to-day.
Using stuff.
Yeah, and seeing what are the challenges they have, what are the problems they have. If you really want to get ahead of the curve in your business, watch your customers, find out what they're having problems with, and solve those problems for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got customers for life.
And don't solve the problems that you presume that they have. You have to solve the problems that they tell you they have.
Exactly. You know, we a lot of times, you know, we sit in conference rooms and we dream things up, and we don't actually take those ideas to the customer
right. yeah.
before we go in and try and start producing them.
Rich, I need that website, please.
Website is strategyskills.com.
And the book is called Deep Dive, available wherever books are sold. Rich, will you come back another day?
Absolutely, Jim. Great to be with you, as always.
It's always a pleasure. Rich Horwath, ladies and gentlemen, Horwath, if you're Googling him. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Governor Gary Johnson. Stay with us.
I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.